in Liverpool podcast, bringing you news, views, and reviews. Brought to you by DeafNet Media and ArtInLiverpool.com. Presented by Neil Morin and Ian Jackson.
Hello and welcome to this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. And on this week's podcast, we bring you
The Handmaiden at Metal,
Lewis's Fifth Floor,
and Alex Carina Returns.
All coming up on this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. News. The news this week, Ian, in brief. What's the news? What's going on?
Not a lot of news this week, but some news just in is that the Hollywood Homeless event at St. Luke's, the bombed out church, featuring photographs taken by homeless people, has been delayed. The big exhibition event thing was going to be this weekend, but because of the adverse weather forecast, and it's snowing now actually, they decided to postpone it until Friday the 5th of March, and also the Saturday and Sunday, but it opens on Friday evening of Friday the 5th of March.
Should be good. Now, yep. Also in the news, the big news is, of course, that the Liverpool Philharmonic are after $40 million to build, is it a brand new venue or something?
Oh, that's right, yes.
Yeah, you being Liverpool Hope Street blogger.
That's right.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, I mean, there has been some discussion for a while about whether they should just build a new place on the waterfront or something like that. But one the more likely alternative is to expand where they are currently on Hope Street and go back across Clarence Street. Is it Clarence Street? No, Caledonia Street. Oh,
yeah.
To where the old art college is on Myrtle Street, knock that down and build a new sort of second concert room there, and also on the car park on the other side of the street. So it would take up a huge area then. And so leave the old building, as it does need refurbishing.
There's some
barriers around it at the moment, around the corner. I think bits are falling off or something. Refurbish that and expand and build an even bigger concert hall on the same area. So that's exciting.
It is.
But yeah, it's very early stages. They haven't even done like an artist impression yet.
No.
And they've got to raise $40 million. But it's good they're planning ahead.
Yeah, I suppose it is just that those very early stages, just gaining, is there interest in them doing this? Is there support for them to do this? Those kind of things. I mean, it's very ambitious, especially at this time with the recession on.
It's always good to announce these things really early. Air the ideas and see what feedback you get from people and so on. Yeah.
That'd be quite exciting. Now, also, neither of us were there, but also the biennial were talking on, when was it? Monday, yesterday?
Yeah.
Down at FACT, giving details of everything that was going on or going to be coming up during the Liverpool biennial. So, of course, you being the premier art blogger in Liverpool, a great supporter of the visual art scene in Liverpool, you were...
Not invited. I was trying to follow bits on Twitter.
So you weren't there then?
No, I didn't know about it. But I think they normally have like a public event around this time coming up to the biennial where they do invite loads of people, where they announce more publicly what they're going to do. But I think this was more of a in-house maybe...
Seems strange.
...practice... It seems strange to Twitter about it.
So
you're getting very slight details about some of the things they might be doing. I can't wait to find out the full details.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Would be nice.
Yeah, so yeah, people like, obviously, Tate, OpenEye, FACT, and all those, the biggies were talking about what they plan to do.
They were indeed. Now,
that's if OpenEye's going to be up.
I'm sure I have every confidence in their ability to deliver.
Actually, yes, I did. I was talking to Patrick the other day, and they'll certainly be doing something. They're moving to a new venue at Manor Island in those big black boxes that are being built, and so obviously you don't know yet just how ready it'll be. But they have a plan B anyway, so they'll definitely be doing something. That's good.
Plan B from outer space. Hopefully not. Now, also in the news, talking about Liverpool Biennial, a couple of jobs coming up at the, or at least one job coming up at Liverpool Biennial. Tell us about that, and then tell us about... another job coming up with one of those vital partners in the Liverpool Biennial.
Yeah, just a reminder that there's still jobs coming up around place, and keep checking our jobs page in the classified section. And there's this one, Liverpool Biennial, Curatorial Assistant Host Venues, which sounds like an interesting but probably challenging job, supporting the international curator. because obviously the Liverpool Biennial, it's an international thing, and they commission loads of international artists. Are they all coming over and researching what they're going to do and then actually doing it? So they need some help, basically, to sort out the logistics, the administration and logistics, and support for the gallery commissions, and so organising the visits. And it doesn't say, doesn't mention language skills, but maybe some language skills would help. And yes, sorting out their booking, their travel and accommodation, all that sort of thing. So sounds like an interesting job, just temporary until the end of next January next year, fixed term. So that's one. And then I think we mentioned last week about how organisations like FACT are looking for alternatives, you know, funding, because public funding is going to be tight, whoever wins the next election or whatever. So they're looking more at getting funding from the business community. And so FACT are really keen on this at the moment, and they're looking for somebody, a full-time permanent post, business and finance director. And you get well paid, but you've got to raise lots of money for them, basically. So what's the... it's all on the FACT website, I hope. And the closing date for applications is Monday, 8th of March, if you're interested.
And also, I mean, don't necessarily... I can't remember when the dates are, but there are still lots of jobs going, or there were still lots of jobs going for Arts Council England in Manchester, as they're opening brand new offices over there. So that's, have a look on the Arts Council Arts Council website, vacancies.
Yeah, they did a major reorganisation, and
they have, and
some people left, and they're taking on
new
posts. Yeah,
pile of posts. So hopefully they're still open. So have a look.
Yeah, I think so.
And Ian, might as well say, that is the news this week. Roundup of the week. Now, rounding up the week that was last week. Ian, where have you been? What have you been up to? I've been away. You've been here. I went to see some... I went to see some think tank in Birmingham, and that was really good. It's like Science and Industry Museum in Birmingham, because I was away in Birmingham. Not a great place to go on holiday, but it's where I like to go. Great museum, and there's a great piece of art in there by an artist I can't remember, and it wasn't working particularly well on the day. Well, it wasn't working on the day, so I was twittered to later going, oh, sorry, it wasn't working on the day. Sea Art, I think it's called. Can't remember. Anyway, but it was a think tank in Birmingham. It's a bit pricey to get into, but if you're down that way, it's worth taking the kids along. Loads of things for them to do. But while I was there, busy enjoying myself with that and with the snow and building snowmen and other various different outdoor pursuits, what were you up to, Ian?
I've still never been to Birmingham.
You've still never been to
Birmingham? Never been to Birmingham, no. I've been to the sort of outskirts, sorts of Solihull.
Solihull?
Yes.
Why have you been to Solihull?
I've got relatives in Solihull.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't realise.
You've
got an uncle in Solihull?
And brother as well. What used to be?
The Royal Borough of Solihull. That's very nice, Solihull.
Yeah. I haven't been for a long time. But yeah, I've never been actually to the centre of Birmingham.
Have you not?
At all, yeah. It's on the list to go to, because I believe they have art galleries and things.
They've got some...
They just don't actually publicise it much.
Bloody great art school in Birmingham. And they've got the Icon Gallery, which used to be really titchy and tiny down the back of New Street Station. But now he's brand spanky and new-looking off Broad Street. And Judith Harry, who used to work for the Liverpool Biennial, works there now. Can't remember. Well, she worked there last time I spoke to her.
Birmingham needs to sort out their marketing, because I get loads of stuff from Glasgow, Newcastle, Manchester, but Birmingham, nothing.
Do you know what?
I just forget about Birmingham.
One of my Twitter friends works for Birmingham Arts Marketing Organisation. Right. I'll tweet them.
Yeah.
And I'll let them know.
Yeah.
And they will send you stuff.
Oh, great.
Inundate you with stuff. Okay. Anyway, but, you know, never mind Glasgow, Edinburgh, Birmingham.
Yeah, sorry.
What have you been up to here in Liverpool?
Yes, more locally. I've been to Kerry Hand's Gallery.
Yep.
This exhibition finishes this weekend, 27th. So we just got in there in time before it finishes. This is the Spasticus Artisticus exhibition, title inspired by the Ian Dury and the Blockheads song Spasticus Autisticus. It was a good show. There's lots of artists in it, lots of different things. I'm not sure, you know, whether the title theme thing, if there really was a theme or what.
Yeah.
They just seemed quite all different to me. But yeah, some good stuff. I like there was a football, sort of full size football on the ground there, white, but it's made out, it's a slab of marble.
Yeah, oh.
And yeah, it's actually called Break a Leg.
Oh, right.
Because if you tried to kick it, you'd
break your leg.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's a few good things anyway.
Oh, and before you move on, as it's Kerry Hand Gallery, let's say quick happy birthday to Kerry Hand, whose birthday is, I believe, on Friday.
Oh, right, yes. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Kerry, if you're listening. Yeah. Hopefully you are.
She's too busy. Kerry Hand's been tweeting about so many things they're involved in. There's an art fair in New York, they're going to that, and the artist she represents showing all around Europe.
I don't think I follow her on Twitter.
Oh, right.
Maybe I should.
It's just Kerry Hand Gallery, I think, all one word.
Is it? It's a bit long for a handle, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But yeah, very busy, but doing great work. I also went to that talk by Professor Steve Connor, Philosophy of Fidgets. Which we're sitting here trying not to fidget.
You're sitting there trying not to fidget. I'm fidgeting.
Yeah, it was a good talk. It was like a couple of hours and managed to hold my attention.
Yeah.
It was so well done.
And was there much fidgeting in the audience?
Not that I noticed. We sat right at the front and it was well attended. This is a new, brand new lecture theatre in the new John Moores Academy, which we hadn't been into before. It was really good. There was a big crowd there from, not just the students, but loads of people from the art world, biennial and so on.
Good, good.
And, it was good. He did mention that he has done talks on itching as well, and then, people do start scratching. It was a good entertaining talk, but no visuals at all.
Mm.
And I said on the blog, it's the first time for years I've been to a talk where there have been literally just a person standing there talking.
Yeah.
You know, and you're not used to that.
so maybe that was to encourage people to fidget a little bit more.
Yeah, not even any subtitle.
Nothing.
Yeah, so that was good. And also, parked outside was the biennial cars. Bless you.
Thank you.
There was a car, Daisy Delaney, the artist based in London, has painted these sports cars for the biennial. So the one from 2008, the made up one, was there, and also the new one for this year, the touched biennial car, was there in the car park. And they should be in Liverpool for a while, actually. Then we might see them in the outside the Blue Coat or somewhere soon, so watch out for them. And also we went to Arena. They opened their new exhibition last Thursday called A Solitary Cosmopolitan. And it's just one guy, Justin Eagle, who graduated from Liverpool in 2000 and has been in London since. And it's just it's sort of an installation of two pieces. One is a photograph of a large sculpture that was of two people whispering to each other. It's a photograph of that. And that sculpture was intended to be in Homebase car park.
Yeah.
And then the other thing was an installation hanging from the ceiling of round pictures. And it was like just a simple print of two people kissing. And that motif is actually from Hotel Stationery.
Uh-huh.
So you've got these sort of two quite mundane things, but blown up. And they're sort of looking at each other. So it looks like the whisperers are talking about the people kissing them and so on. So it's just really nice. It's the only tiny gallery in Arena, so it's good to have something that doesn't clutter up, crowd the place. You've actually got room to walk around it and look at it. So that's, Justin Eagle, Solitary Cosmopolitan at Arena until the 6th of March.
Now, how'd you go about getting into that Arena gallery type place?
Oh, yes. It's in the Elevator Studios building, which is around the other side from Contemporary Urban Centre. So you go into the Leaf Cafe space, and you'll see the lift over to your left, but that just a bit further on, sort of down the side of where the lift area is, if you search around, you'll find a buzzer. And so you press the buzzer, and hopefully somebody will come down and let you in, because the lift, it's all secure, because there's... there's recording studios and everything there on the various floors, and obviously they need to be secure. So if you get in the lift without knowing the code, you won't get anywhere. So someone from Arena has to come down and actually let you in. So during the hours of the exhibition, which you'll see on the website, there should be somebody there. So press the buzzer, which is near the lift. Right.
Now, also extended, another extended exhibition, Steve Deland at View 2. So this must have been very popular for it to have been extended by...
For another week or so. Oh, yeah, 1 week, isn't it? Steve Deland, yes, he's... we spoke about him before. He hadn't done an exhibition of paintings since, I think it was 1997, when he actually had work in the Walker. And He's been busy, though. He's been doing commissions and murals, sculptures a lot. But he just really got back into painting recently and done some really good work. And so the whole top floor has got his painting, about a couple of dozen paintings, I think. And yeah, it's good. The private view, which we missed, was really well attended. And he's selling work, so Ken's happy.
Brilliant. Yeah, good.
Well, the artist is happy, so is Ken.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he's extended the exhibition until the 6th of March. Good show.
Good show. Good. Yeah. And that is the roundup of the week. This week, what is coming up this week, Ian?
Opening at Metal.
Oh, yeah.
The place at Edge Hill Station. Lovely art centre there on the platform. Been quiet during the winter, but now it's reopening with a show by Leo Asimota. He's been in residence there for a while working on this project. It's called The Handmaiden. And it incorporates fragments and found objects that he's recovered from the renovation project at Edge Hill Station during his residency. And this is like, it's going in phases, this project. It's a long, long project, and it's going in phases. And this is just one phase while he's in Liverpool. And then he'll do more when he goes somewhere else. He's actually based in London. So he comes up every so often to do some work on this. And it links in with the Liverpool Black Atlantic thing that's going on at the moment, with the series of events and exhibitions around Liverpool galleries. So yeah, I'm not sure where to call The Handmaiden. But we're going to see him on Wednesday. I'll hopefully do an interview with him on Wednesday, and he can explain it all. And we'll put that on the podcast.
We will.
So there's a viewing on Wednesday, 6:30 till 9. And then it's on until... when's it on till? I'll just check, sorry. Until the 20th of March. So it's about a month, yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, now also coming up this week on Thursday is the Escapism by Tony Bishop at the Godfrey Pilkington Art Gallery. A name that I'm really familiar with, but I'm never really sure if I've been there. Is that because it's in St. Helens?
Yes, that's right. It's in St. Helens, hence the Pilkington. He's one
connection.
Of the Pilkingtons. And that was renamed only a couple of years ago, I think. The art gallery is above the library near the town hall there.
Yeah.
And I think it was only a couple of years ago they decided to call it the Godfrey Pilkington Art Gallery. And yeah, Tony Bishop has got a new show there opening on Thursday, 6 till 8. What's it called? Oh, Escapism. Escapism with a Y. Why is that?
I don't know, that's why I spell escapism like that.
Right. And it's abstract works to refresh your soul, it says in quotes. Tony's inspiration comes from everyday situations or found objects. Seen some of his work. He's quite interesting. He's had one or two pieces in Liverpool recently, I'm sure. Also did some penguins.
Did he?
I don't think he's showing his penguins, but there you go. It's another big Thursday, actually.
That's Thursday, 25th of February from 6 till 8. Now, also coming up, as you said, on Thursday, but earlier in the day, so you could have a very artful Thursday, is a talk by Louise Gardner at the Blue Coat Display Centre. The event is entitled In Stitches. Get it? You'll get it in a minute. And it's from 2:30 to 3:30. Why is it called In Stitches, Ian?
I reckon it's because she does embroidery type things.
I reckon so too.
Yeah. And she's also funny. We did meet her.
Is she funny?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Get it's down a, there and record that.
As it says here, a lively talk about her work. When the exhibition opened, we went to the opening and we spoke to her for a while. Didn't record that, I'm afraid.
She
is a really interesting, lively, humorous talker, yes. And she's written books. And yeah, this reminds me because when I emailed this, I put this in my mail shop last week, and the mail shop was bounced from only one place, actually. It was quite a few emails got bounced, but only one place. It was liverpool.gov.uk, the council server, what's the word they use? Impropriety or something, the bad language.
Yeah, because, of course, impropriety.
One of the illustrated books she's done is called Saggy Boobs.
Oh, yes, I remember you. I remember you tweeting about it, Saggy Boobs.
Yes, I think... They did, the council people are a bit sensitive about these things.
They are, because...
Yeah, especially the arts people.
it's good to see at least that people in the council are actually subscribing to your newsletter.
Oh, yeah. Even people who left years ago.
Yeah.
Well, the culture company people still get my emails. So anyway, that's should be good talk. That 2:30 to 3:30 at the Blue Coat Display Centre, Louise Gardner, and really nice work as well that she does.
And in order to for further information, you need to contact the gallery, and the telephone number there is 0151 709 4014. Give them a ring, see if you can get tickets or some sort of.
Oh yeah,
but they're with a charge.
Yeah, £4.95.
£4.95, or you can go for a concessionary ticket for £3.95. Yeah. Do you go for concessionary tickets?
No,
just checking. I was just trying to find out how old you are. I know how old he is.
I should get a bus pass in a couple of years.
Yeah, oh, it'll be a good few years. Now, also coming up on Thursday evening, once more, is a viewing Camouflage of Truth by Peter Lewis at the Cornerstone Gallery, and that's from 6 till 8. So tell us, what's that about?
Peter Lewis, yes. To be honest, I don't know a lot about this one. Got the information quite recently, so I'll read it. It says, where conflict, power, belief and political expediency come together is the territory where Peter Lewis positions his personal practice, an art engaged in a dialogue of the current social and political realities around us. Ooh, sounds serious. I'm not even sure what media we're talking about here. Is it sculptures?
We're taking guesses.
Yeah.
That looks kind of sculptural to me, or is it ceramic? Is that a ceramic pot or some sort?
Yeah, we've got an image which we're looking at, and it does look like a ceramic piece called Olive Series.
We don't know what media it is. So, ceramics.
Yeah.
It is ceramics, it's been confirmed.
We're just getting word through from our producer.
Yeah.
our research assistant, who says it might be, we think it's ceramic.
Looks ceramic.
Which is unusual, because the Cornerstone normally put lots of stuff on the walls.
Yeah, it's normally, they would do.
Maybe some ceramics as well. So it's a different one if it is just ceramics. Anyway, go along on Thursday and have a look.
And you'll find out.
6 till 8. And then the exhibition goes on till the 26th of March.
Excellent. Now this is the big one for the week, or the one which is most people are interested in, mm-hmm. has got the most interest in the news at the moment, is Lewis's Fifth Floor, a department story. And this opens, or the exhibition opens, viewing is on the Friday the 26th at the National Conservation Centre. Now, the reason why this is in the news at the moment, or is, you know, quite poignant at the moment, is because Lewis's department store, the staff in Lewis's department store have been told that they're all being made redundant, and that the shop is going to close completely. There's the context. Tell us a bit about the show.
Yeah, actually, I mean, this was, it was always going to be a popular one anyway. It's a very interesting theme, this Lewis's Fifth Law. Stephen King has been in taking photographs. And it's a really interesting place. I don't remember going up to the fifth floor. I probably did when I was young. I think it's been left. It's not been unused for a long time, but there's still all the random items there. And there used to be a hairdresser's salon there, so there's still the hairdressing dryers and things. And ceramic tiles, hand-painted ceramic tiles, which are great too, listed. And it's all very 50s and... seen some of the images, they look really interesting. But as you say, then just as this exhibition is about to open, the Lewis's have announced that they're closing. But they may reopen. They're closing because of the Central Village redevelopment. All that area around Lewis's and the back of Bold Street Central Station area is being redeveloped, it sort of links into Lewis's.
Yeah.
There might even be a walkway through Lewis's or something to the area at the back. So it's just impossible for them to use Lewis's as a shop while they're doing all this building work.
That's not true, is it?
Well, I don't know. that's what they say. So it's got to close for 2 years while they do the building work, and it may not reopen. In fact, probably won't reopen, because they'll probably turn it into a hotel or apartments.
Oh, apartments. Oh, yeah. It'll be lovely apartments.
Yeah.
Oh, just what we need more of.
In the shopping area.
We need, you know what we could do with in Liverpool?
Yeah. Offices and apartments, that's what
offices
we need.
And apartments, yeah.
That's can't what get
we,
enough of them.
No. You can't get enough offices and apartments. Yeah. You know, and with Liverpool One opening, it's no real surprise that that's drawn an awful lot of people into Liverpool One, an awful lot of retail business there. Yeah. So, you know, it's those shops on the outskirts of the town centre have started to suffer.
Yeah, although I think Lewis's is suffering. You can't put the whole blame on Liverpool One for Lewis's going downhill a bit.
When was the last time you went in Lewis's?
Around Christmas time, probably. I didn't buy anything.
Yeah, it was about the same for me. I mean, I don't think I bought anything either. But I tell you what is good at Lewis's, though. When you go in there, if you go downstairs, and there's a little food department down
yes,
there.
Yes, well, we do go to that.
Yeah, no, that's the best bit about it.
Yeah, they have some really nice stuff, cheap.
Yeah, they do. They have loads of strange stuff as well.
It's don't tell too many people. That's our we call that our secret pantry.
Actually. Oh no, that's a really great place. That's where you go to, and you get you see really odd, really odd things, and you're going, "What the hell is that?" And it's been imported from the other side of the world, and you're going, okay, I'll buy that.
Yeah, so we're going to miss that, definitely.
Yeah, well, they sell spirits really cheap as well.
Yeah, yeah. But that's the only thing I will miss. Yeah. But anyway, this exhibition of, I don't know how many photographs. It does photos of the sort of interior, and there's also quite a few portraits of people who work there. And so that opens at the Conservation Centre. Yeah, if you're a friend of NML, you can get into viewing, I should think, on the Thursday evening. Then it opens to the public on the Friday the 26th and runs right through until August. And there's also a video been done by Jacqueline Passmore,
oh, yeah.
Who's a well-known local video film person.
Works out of Static.
Static, yeah, that's right. And Neutral Spoon, the agency are involved in doing all this. And there's also a very nice book already out there which you can buy for £20. And there's even a blog, lewisesfifthfloor.com. which has got a lot more images and information on it.
Brilliant. Yeah. Okay, so that's Lewis's Fifth Floor, a department story. I can't remember the name of the programme. Anyway, moving on.
Grace Brothers,
what, yes.
That wasn't named, was it?
Yeah. Are you being served?
Ah, that's it, yes. Yeah, just like that.
So, moving on. Mersey Basin, an exhibition. This is the viewings on Friday the 26th of February from 6 till 8 at John Moore's Art and Design Academy. What's all that about then?
Yeah, to get more information from John Moore's Academy, the new Art and Design Academy, next to the Metropolitan Cathedral. I went to a talk there last week, and they're starting to use their exhibition area a bit more. And so they've got one, this is a group show by various people involved in this thing called High Tide, all about the environment, high tides, etc. There's always even more news of awful floods again this week, wasn't there? And
In Madeira,
it's,
yeah.
It's all to do with, partly to do with the
changing climate of the
changing
planet.
Changing climate, yes. Global warming and all that.
And how we're abusing the planet.
Yeah, yeah. So it should be a really interesting exhibition. The Mersey Basin and I suppose how this is being, the Mersey area is being affected by changing tides and so on. And the private view on Friday from 6 to 8. And the exhibition goes on till the 19th of March. Should be an interesting one in their gallery.
Okay, now also, we were going to say, also coming up this week, but we won't, and we will pass over it for next time. Because Hollywood Homeless, we were going to talk about that, but it's been postponed until the 5th of March. But that's going to be coming up, you've run it down. Friday the 5th of March from 4... with a performance at 5 at St Luke's Church. Should we talk about it now?
Well, just briefly. And then it continues on the Saturday and Sunday as well. And if you've been around there the past few weeks, you'll have seen some of the photographs that were taken by the homeless people on the railings there.
The homeless people, the pictures.
yes. but there'll be more inside the church and also, performances involving Urban Strawberry Lunch as well. The weather forecast for this weekend is pretty bad, so they've postponed it for a week and just hope the weather's better next week.
Now, also coming up this Friday, that's Friday the 26th of February, is Intervilles at Wolston Home Projects. It's Intervilles at Wolston Home Projects. This is going to be from 8:30 onwards. And it says, Intervilles will be an evening video screening, drawing together work from artists who are or have been making work at the art school in Grenoble.
Yeah, that's it.
There you go.
Just a one evening night. Event, I think. 8:30 onwards at Wollstonholm Project on Friday the 26th.
That's it.
Yeah, something to do, yeah. It says, far from thinking that there is a way of making art that is specific to Grenoble or Liverpool, we would rather like to take advantage of our stay in the British town, Liverpool, to show a sample of work from the art scene in Grenoble. Oh, so right. It's sort of an exchange, showing us films about Grenoble in Liverpool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Now, also moving on to Saturday, 27th of February. This is an open studio and exhibition at Garston Artworks by Alex Carina. And this is from 1 o'clock till 5. Tell us about this.
As we were saying, Alex Carina is back because he's been quiet for a while. He was very busy up until, like, especially during 2008 with the Garston Pavilion and Garston Slaughter Cultural House. Village, the Garston Embassy, that's right, and the Slaughterhouse Gallery that he had in St. Mary's Road in Garston. But then that all sort of finished, the gallery closed and the embassy, there wasn't enough funding, etc., from council, etc., to keep the building
alive,
yes, after 2008. So that's all gone, unfortunately. Very sad that. But Alex has still got his own. What he's also been doing at the same time is he bought the former Conservative Club in Garston, and he's turning that into his a gallery, a studio, and I think he's even living there. And so he's done a lot of work refurbishing it over recent months, and he's opening up to the public on Saturday, the 27th. From 1 till 5 in the afternoon, so you can go along and have a cup of tea and have a look around. And he does some new work as well. If you remember, he did the Mona Lennon.
I do.
Yes, that was used
extensively.
Yes. That was a massive thing on St. George's Hall, wasn't it? And all it around was, the place,
yeah.
This picture.
Yeah, yeah.
Mona Lisa's John Lennon, which was used in the bid to Liverpool to be the capital of culture. He's done another version, Mona and Dog and Bone, which is Mona Lisa with Salvador Dali's phone. So hopefully there'll be other stuff as well.
Quite fun.
Yeah, quite fun.
And that is what's coming up this week. Further ahead. Now, Ian, I believe that there is somebody who's starting to... They're trying to start a revolution of some sort in Liverpool. It's a fire of some sort. What is it they're trying to do in Liverpool?
I'm not sure. I don't know any revolutionaries.
You don't. You haven't gone out enough and met enough people. They're trying to ignite Liverpool. Now, when they say ignite Liverpool, they don't necessarily mean start a revolution or anything quite as exciting as that. But this is a... It's a global event, but there's a chapter of this global event taking place in Liverpool.
So, global. So there's lots of, are they all called Ignite?
They're all called Ignite. They're O'Reilly's Ignite Week.
Is that the O'Reilly who does the books about computing and stuff?
I assume so.
Not the pub landlord.
No, okay. Not the pub landlord. I'm sorry, I need to put my teeth back in. I've been investigating this, and I am somewhat involved. There's loads of events taking place all across the world, all throughout the year, but especially there's a whole pile of events coming up at the moment for Global Ignite Week, which I think begins the 1st of March, sometime like that, and ends a bit later on, a week later. There's loads of events coming up across the world, loads of them in America, loads of people produce, there's loads of videos out there about all sorts of various strange and different subjects, and it's about inspiring people and sharing your passions. So that is the event itself. It's free to come along to, and it is on Thursday the 4th of March from 6 till 8 at the Liverpool Art and Design Academy on Duckinfield Street. I think that's a really funny name for a street.
Duckinfield. There's a town called Duckinfield.
Is it where?
It's in Greater Manchester, sort of like Stalybridge.
Duckinfield
area.
You're making it up.
No, the bus used to go through Duckinfield when I lived out that way for a short while.
I'm going to take your word for that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I care enough to actually go and Google it and see if it is. You could be lying to me.
No, it's true.
All right, well, I'll take
it. It was just one of those places the buses went through and
yeah.
Didn't actually stop. I think there's some mills there. Duckingfield Mill, aye. Yeah,
that's when you used to work at the mill, of course.
Now, there used to be a mill in my backyard right, when I lived in Mosley. So I lived in Mosley and got the bus from Mosley down to Hyde.
Yeah.
And you go through Ashton on the Line and Duckingfield on the way. Yeah. And there's mills all around the place.
Okay. Do you,
I think they're all apartments now.
Are you going to come along and do a presentation about old mills in the northwest?
Like my passion for old mills.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I hated the things. They stank. Especially the one in my backyard.
Fair enough.
I believe now is apartments, yeah.
Oh, yeah, so, yeah. Well, it would be apartments,
yeah.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if you want to come along, as I said, this event is free. You can check out the artinliverpool.com blog. Search for Liverpool Global Ignite Week and you'll find details here, there and everywhere.
We'll go to Ning.
There's even a Ning, which it's a bit like Facebook, but completely different.
Yeah.
And possibly not as good.
It's a community.
Yeah, social media tool-y kind of malarkey. Great, I like it. I set it up.
Give us an example then. You're going to talk, are you?
No, I'm not going to talk. I've got a cold. You can't be asking me questions.
But you've got like people talking about
Open source software and about open source in general. Other people want to talk about their particular passion for hacking, design hacking.
So it's not all techie stuff.
No, it's not all techie stuff. No, there's somebody else wants to come along and talk about open source gardening and stuff to do with, you know. What we should be doing is planting vegetables in plots in, you know, those big flower pots they have in the centre of town.
Yeah.
Plant vegetables in those.
Yeah.
City centre gardening, that's it, thank you.
Yeah. Or guerrilla gardening.
Guerrilla gardening, that kind of stuff. So there's all sorts of mad ideas, which have, not that they're mad, of course, if you're listening. There's all sorts of wonderful ideas that have come forward. And it's going to be really great. It's just going to be a really great event, a whole pile of, you know, people coming together for these presentations, so it should be really good fun. We're hopefully going to stream it if can help us. They might not be able to, but even if they can't, then we'll probably stream it, but just at a lower resolution. So it should be fun.
And it's free.
It's free, of course. That doesn't happen very often.
Yeah. Good.
So anyway, that's the Thursday, the 4th of March, 2010. Now, also further ahead is a photographic exhibition at the Gallery Liverpool. Now, this is the one down in the Liverpool Baltic Creative Triangle. Hi, are you working in the Creative Triangle? I am that kind of person. I'll be working down there soon because I will be sharing offices with Ian down at the Contemporary Urban Centre. So, hey, I'll be hanging out in the Creative Triangle.
It's only a small office, you know, the Art Liverpool office at the CUC.
I'm not a big guy. You're all right.
All right, you'll have to behave yourself. The Gallery Liverpool is in Stanhope Street, which might be just outside that, if you actually look at the triangle shape on
that's
the map.
That's unfortunate.
It's on the periphery.
That's unfortunate. Whatever. I think they ought to redraw it.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm sure they'll let them in if they're creative.
Well, I don't know about that.
Anyway, it's a good place, good guy. And there's always lots of things fair ahead. I just like to pick one at random sort of thing. And this is the next step after Clifford Sayre finishes this week. That's a really good show. Do go and see that if you haven't seen it yet. When that's finished, the next one is the viewing on the 12th of March, and then it runs through till 3rd of April. Yeah, is this various photographers, people like Francesco Molina, Stephanie DeLange, Mark McNulty, Jim Connolly, Mary Fitzpatrick, Ken Lewis, Charlie Charlton, Charlotte Bird, Jen Allenson, Jan Rogerson, John Grieve and Claire Freeman, and maybe some others. They're all good, the ones I know.
Yeah, and every time we mention their names, of course, we get a fiver. So yeah, there's a wonderful selection of people.
Should we say those names again?
Yeah, no, we won't. Yeah. Okay. So that's going to be coming up from the 13th of March to the 3rd of April. And there are some rather cute looking images there, if you don't mind me saying so. That's very interesting. Sorry, it's a bit boring when you're actually listening to somebody else looking at somebody else's, you know, a blog with pictures on it. That said, we shall say goodbye. Not straight away.
Yes, that's right. On the 1st and 2nd of May this year, Liverpool is the only place to be for anyone interested in free software, free culture, and free thinking. It's the second live OgCamp event, organised by the Linux Outlaws and the Ubuntu UK podcast. The 1st and 2nd of May 2010 at the Blackie, Liverpool. Visit ogcamp.org for more details.
But Ian, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening, and goodbye.
Thanks for downloading from DefNet Media.